I'm going to be really, really cheeky here, and I'm going to kind of hijack this a little bit. So I'm being a little bit cheeky at this point here. Welcome to day 5 of Napod Pomo. It is, at the time of release, Saturday, November the 5th, although we're recording just a couple of hours before Saturday.
You're rebelling.
I'm not rebelling.
Yes, you are. You're being a rebel.
I'm being efficient.
You are being a rebel. You are going against the cause.
And unusually for these Napod Pomos, we have not just a co-host in the form of Caroline, but we also have an audience, because I have hijacked the live broadcast of the Bugcast in order to do this. So you'll be listening to this on the Bugcast, and you'll also be listening to this on my Napod Pomo feed.
So we get to tell two shows that I'm behind in my NaNoWriMo.
It doesn't matter if you're behind in your NaNoWriMo at all. Did you want to give your update first?
Not much to update. I've barely had chance this week, so I'm very behind in my NaNoWriMo.
Well, you're not that behind, because you've got your outline, and that's all.
Yeah, but I'm 4 days behind word count-wise, so that's what? 7,000 words behind?
6,500 words. Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, we'll pick back up on that one next week. That was fairly easy, wasn't it? As far as Napod Pomo is concerned, I've done pretty well this week. I have done 6 shows, or 5 shows if you actually count November. And I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's actually taken part in it. One of the things I wanted to do with Napod Pomo was make sure that I was engaging the audience and the people that were actually listening to the Napod Pomo episode. And I invited them to ask me questions. And I've had a number of people ask me questions, which is really, really encouraging. So if you want to know what the questions were that were asked, then just go back to the shows I've recorded so far. I've actually put in the show notes of each of the shows the questions that were asked, but you will only hear the answer if you listen to the show itself. So the shows aren't that long. They're maximum of 10 minutes, because that's the only amount I can record on Audio Boom, which I'm using as the platform.
Aww.
Now, I was going to do this tomorrow, but I'm going to do it today because I have the opportunity and the time. Now, one of the questions I've been asked was actually asked from another Audio Boomer. Is that the right demonym? I don't know. Called SM2N, name of Simon. Thank you very much indeed, Simon, for asking this question. And I'm really enjoying answering this one. Now, on, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday's show, I said that I'm not from America. So his question is, you said before that you're not from America. Are you from South Yorkshire? Well, actually, the answer to that is no. I'm not from South Yorkshire. I just live here.
Yeah, he's a Southern softy.
I was a Southern softy. I'm a reformed Southern softy.
You're a Southern softy come Yorkshireman.
I'm a Yorkshireman. I'm an honorary Yorkshireman. And he said honorary Norseman then. That would have been different. So, yeah, to answer the question then, I'm not from South Yorkshire. I just live here. I've lived here for 10 years now. I was actually born and raised in the south of England, born in Berkshire, raised in Surrey, and then lived some more sort of around the home counties. I'd be interested to understand where the basis of your question came from, actually, Simon. I don't know whether you knew I was from South Yorkshire, and were just kind of like...
Or was he picking up that your accent isn't your typical all right, duck?
But why,
E-by-gum.
Why pick on South Yorkshire specifically?
Do you not mention South Yorkshire in your profile?
Pass. Don't know. Might do.
Because it could have been a rhetorical question. You go out of your way to say you're not from America. But your profile says you're from South Yorkshire.
My profile on Audioboom says I'm from Conisborough.
Yeah, so he just probably looked up Conisborough, realised it's in South Yorkshire, and thought, well, sound Yorkshire.
But then why ask if you're from South Yorkshire if my profile says I'm from a town in South Yorkshire?
Because you don't sound like you're from Yorkshire.
Well, I'm not.
That might have been the whole point.
Oh, dear.
I was born in Scotland, but I grew up in Yorkshire. But what's my accent?
I would say Yorkshirean.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Not as bad as Cara.
No, Cara has an immense Yorkshire accent. Didn't she?
Misspellings. She hasn't spelt things wrong. She's on about my spellings.
Well, Cara and Alex are the only true...
Dunt it.
Cara and Alex are the only true Yorkshire people in our family.
And he asked for milk and she asked for like.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now because that's kind of the whole point of Napod Pomo, short and sweet. So from a Napod Pomo perspective, if you're listening to the Bugcast, stay put because we'll be coming back to you in a second. But thank you very much indeed to Simon for contributing to today's Napod Pomo episode. If you have got any questions you'd like to ask as part of the Napod Pomo project, then you can drop me an email to napodpomo@thelovebug.org or leave a comment on the place where you found this episode. As always, the theme music was provided to us by permission from Jeff Oster. Find out more about his music at jeffoster.com. And of course, you can also follow the progress of this year's project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
You got a laugh, haven't you?
You held your hand up and said, be quiet. And I was like, no, I'm going to make as much noise as possible.
It wasn't so much to keep quiet. It's just that don't start a conversation. Oh, dear. Cheeky, I know. But there you go.